In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. I know that you had a long day today, and tomorrow is long as well. So we have to finish by 9. So I say to you some few words and contemplation on the doxology of the Pascha. Our Lord Jesus, in this night, and all the Holy Pascha, especially this night, when he was he submitted himself to the cross, he gave us a new measure of power. It's a different from the power of the world. That's why tomorrow we have a lahn, we have a hymn in the church called Emonogenes. In this Emonogenes, we say to God, Holy Mighty, who by weakness showed force what is greater than power. Yes, he looked like a weak in front of the Jews and scribes and the people, they came to him. But if you remember when we read the gospel of the hours of the eve of Friday, so we find one of the gospel is telling us when they come to arrest him in the garden. What happened? That the people, they came and they asked about him, where is Jesus? And then he said, I am he. What happened for the soldiers and the people? It says that they went back and fell on the ground. Who was the stronger? The people, they come to arrest somebody, or the one who will get arrested? Of course, by the meaning of the word, the people, the one who will get arrested, he is the weak person, in a weak situation. But the measure, a new measure, which St. Peter did not understand in the beginning of the journey of the crucifixion. He took his sword and cut off the ear of the servant of the chief priest. But our Lord Jesus Christ, he started to change the meaning with Peter. He said to him, no, this is not the right way to use your sword. The new measure of power which our Lord gave it to us is three words: love, giving, endurance. Love, giving, endurance. Because endurance based on love leads into forgiveness. This is the very simple. If you keep these three words, so you leave the cross in your life. Love, because he loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, in order not anyone who believes in him to be perished. And he gave himself for everybody, and still he gave us his body and blood. And he said that who eats my body and drink my blood abides in me and I in him. And then he gave us, how can we endure? How can we endure others? This is our Christ gave us in his crucifixion, a new message of power. Before any strong man was able to insult, conquer, and destroy another, but in Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ gave us a new example for a strong person. Is he who is able to tolerate others' strength is not in shaking and stumbling others. The true power is in being able to love, gain, and save others. That's why our Lord Jesus came. He said that he came for the whole world. He did not mention in the gospel he came for Christians, but he loved everyone. Unless the others do not love him, he's still loving each one, because he is seeking for the save and salvation of everyone. So today is three words: love, giving, endurance. And this because he has the power. He is the Lord of Lords, and he is power of creation. He created an eye for the man who was born blind. He created the nervous after cutting off of the servant his ear, he make it, he held him again. So he has the power of creation. Also, our Lord Jesus, he in himself, he has the power in holiness, and the power of endurance. How much he endured the chief priests and scribes and Jews when they come and complain about all his miracles done in Sabbath, and he endured all this. So in the cross we say, in the doxology we say, thine is the power, and we repeat it, thine is the power. Yes, he looked, but he created this situation to save us. He has the power. He has the power as a God in creation, in holiness. He has the power to destroy all those people. But in the icon, yes, he is in the cross. And the people, they said to him, prove, if you are the real God, come down and we believe in you. But he endured that. Why? Because to overcome Satan and to overcome the devil and to obtain us the salvation. So when Christ was insulted in this week, we say to him, God, we know you. You are not a stranger to us. These people think you were weak and that you fell in their hands. And we say to him, never, we remember all your power, incredible power you made it with the people. And we remember that you have power in miracles, and you have power over the diseases that you healed, and power over the devils that you cast out, and power over nature. And you are he who walked on the water and calmed the storm and waves of the sea. And we know that you have the power and are capable for this. So we say tomorrow, Holy Mighty, who by weakness showed force, what is greater than power? That's why we repeat again. People at the beginning and their disciples and Saint Peter did not understand all this. They understood later on. So, our Lord Jesus Christ, when we say to him, thine is the power, we say, we see your power in love. Thine is the power. We see your power in giving. Thine is the power. We see your power in endurance. And glory be to God now and forever. Amen.